It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver will ask its residents to stay at home through May 8th to curb the spread of COVID-19. Here's Denverite's David Sachs.
During an online city meeting Thursday, Mayor Michael Hancock said the city is not prepared to relax its restrictions. Denverite and CPR News obtained audio of the recorded comments. Hancock says the metro area still cannot test enough people or trace the contacts of those who are infected for him to lift the order. Denver has reported more cases of the disease than any other Colorado county. The statewide stay-at-home order is set to expire Sunday, but Denver's own order currently goes through the end of April. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Mayor Hancock says he'll make a public announcement later this morning. The Greeley meatpacking plant that was ordered to shut down by Weld County is partially reopening today. CPR health reporter Natalia Navarro has more.
The JBS facility was ordered to close for 2 weeks for employee testing and disinfection on April 10th, but that order has been set aside in favor of a new agreement. According to the company, it allows them to reopen so long as they do daily symptom screening, testing, and provide PPE and social distancing in the plant. But workers say the layout of the facility makes social distancing impossible. Weld County and JBS have not responded to questions about the details of this new agreement. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
A federal judge has ruled the Trump administration acted improperly when it withheld public safety grants from Colorado over a dispute about immigration policy. In 2018, the Justice Department said it would not send money to states that don't cooperate with immigration enforcement. Because Colorado would not agree to those conditions, the state's law enforcement agencies lost out on almost $3 million. The Colorado ruling ordering the Justice Department to turn over the money follows similar decisions in other courts around the country. This is CPR News.